defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios in the mountains, the shadows of the Monster Cast. How the heck are you today? What a great day this has been so far. Taking it a little bit easy today. I love the Monster Cast. Mondays are always tough days for me. Tuesdays are a little bit easier. But, you know, when you're talking about the shadows of the Monster Cast, it's a lot of adrenaline and 3-hour show getting over at 11 o'clock at night on the East Coast, 8 o'clock p.m. out on the West Coast. Love that Pacific time zone when I'm out there doing the program. I go out and have dinner, relax a little bit and chill out, especially if I've acclimated to the time zone, you know. Kind of tough to do if you haven't because you're eating dinner at midnight. It's still your body's time, right? What does that have to do with guns? Absolutely nothing. I flat out admit that. Absolutely nothing, and I can't spin it to have anything to do with guns, other than the fact we're talking about the Monster Cast yesterday. Alan Gottlieb was phenomenal, as usual. If you didn't catch the program, let me give you the guest lineup real quick. I do this on the day after show, on the daytime program, because I want you to go back and listen to it. Number one, Gottlieb in hour one, phenomenal. I want to talk specifically about his answer to one question of mine during that interview in just a moment. Hour two, Patricia Huff, GunBroker.com, love her. The excitement that she brings is amazing. We had a lot of fun talking about some shotguns. Rob Pincus, the pro tip of the week from Personal Defense Network, sponsored by AAR. Another great tip from Pincus. We will soon be able to put video up on that. We're working on that right now. Vigorously, feverishly, it's coming. And then, of course, a full hour of Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins. How much fun was that? Nobody brings it like A.W.R. Look to be hearing from A.W.R. now on a more regular basis as we used to do over the past several years, as his schedule is beginning to free up just a tad bit. Let me take you back to hour one yesterday. I thought a lot about what Alan said in reference to one of my questions, and I asked him specifically if he was concerned about the fact that there is a major U.S. party, the Democrats, of course, the socialists, who are interested in taking away firearms. We know that now. That cat's out of the bag. They own it. We're going to make them eat it, as Alan said in a press release. They can't walk it back now. It's too late. It's done. And they have to know, was the gist of my question, that disarming the population, how dangerous that is, and they have to know that they have to be doing it for a reason so that they can move their agenda forward. And how much of a level of a concern was that for Gottlieb, when we talked about historically when that happens, we talked about specifically speaking, the Jews being disarmed by the Nazis, what we're seeing right now in Venezuela, China disarming its people, Mao. Every time we see something like this, terrible tragedy follows. That's human history, not this radio host. History shows us that when that happens and the people are disarmed, awful things happen. And the Democrats have to know that. Yet they're continuing to push this. This has nothing to do with crime. We've proven that time after time after time. So why are they doing it? Is it a concern? Should we be thinking about it in those terms that I just mentioned? And Gottlieb's response was, sadly, yes. So I got to pondering that late yesterday, early this morning. What did he mean by that? Now, I'm not going to try to put anything in Alan's head. He meant exactly what he said. And here's the gist of what I'm going to tell you. When Mr. Gottlieb is concerned about the reasons why the Socialist Party, formerly known as Democrats, is doing what they're doing, you need to be concerned as well. That translates to you need to be concerned. At this stage, Alan Gottlieb is the single most powerful voice there is fighting for gun rights in America today. Don't believe me? Ask the White House. He's the one they contact multiple times a week if necessary. Judicial picks, advice on policy, etc. He's it. When he's concerned, you're concerned. So it was a disturbing question to have to ask, frankly. I don't like having to ask that question, but we have to now. It's a legitimate question today. We have an American political party actively seeking to disarm the American population. Why? What is it you can't do if I own my firearms? What is it you want to do that requires me to be disarmed? Why do you want me disarmed? 100% legitimate questions. We're going to explore that more as they continue to open their mouths, as we continue to get closer and closer and closer to 2020. Fascinating conversation, scary conversation, but a conversation that has to be had. We're not going to let them shut our mouths on that because these are legitimate questions that we need answers to. Americans need answers to it. The mainstream press is never going to tell you because they're pushing the agenda. Interesting news out today, breaking news out today, if you will. The Supreme Court case, New York State Rifle Association, I've been talking with you about this for a few weeks, spent a couple days, couple programs a couple weeks ago talking about this in great detail, both on this program and the Sunday's Monster Cast. But this is the case in New York that the left is so afraid of losing that New York City went and changed its law. New York State legislated a change. So what happened? Well, past week, we told you on October 1st, the court was going to hear New York's, how can I say this the right way? New York's begging at the mercy of the court, begging for the mercy of the court. Please don't hear the case. We changed the law. Please don't hear the case. What are they so afraid of? Losing. That's what they're so afraid of. They asked the Supreme Court to change the case in New York that said you could only travel with your firearm to one of seven ranges. Doesn't matter who you are, what gun you have, where you live. You can't take your own property anywhere else. That's BS. New York State Rifle Association knows it. New York State knows it. New York City knows it. You know it. I know it. We all know it. But they don't care because it's not about crime. It's about them controlling where you can go with your own personal property. In this case, a firearm. So New York State Rifle Pistol Association sued the city of New York. The city is so afraid of getting the wrong decision. Think about this. They literally changed the law after the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. That's not unprecedented, but it speaks volumes. Once that law was changed, the city said they filed a motion, essentially, with the court to declare the case moot, meaning you don't have to hear the case now. It's moot because we fixed it. I think it was The Truth About Guns that called it so transparent, the attempt to fool the court, so transparent. The thinking of those who knew goes like this. Those in the know goes like this. The court's not going to give the city what it wants. Gottlieb didn't feel that way either. He said about 60-40 in favor of the court hearing the case. I believe it's much higher than that. Because here's why. If the Supreme Court allowed New York to get away with this, every liberal enclave in the country would attempt to get away with it. It would become common procedure to dance around gun laws, push the envelope with unconstitutional laws regarding the Second Amendment in municipalities across the area, liberal municipalities across the country, only to wait for somebody to sue and have the court agree to hear it after it goes through the multiple, throughout the process in the judicial system, sometimes years in the making, for the Supreme Court. Hopefully the Supreme Court won't hear it, but if they do, we'll just change the law. Imagine the precedent that would set in places controlled by the mayor in Baltimore, the mayor in New York, or the New York City, for example, which they already did. De Blasio, I mean, come on, give me a break. San Francisco, Chicago, or anywhere else in the country, any other major urban center controlled by Democrats in decay, controlled by Democrats. Imagine the precedent that would set. I don't believe the court is going to allow that to happen. That's my opinion, formed on many conversations with many different people, Mr. Gottlieb being probably the most recognizable of those folks, but also including attorneys who have fought many of these cases in the courts around the country. My guess is that the court will not allow that to fly. But no one knows what Roberts is going to do in particular. He's the butterfly here. You don't know if he's going to fly left. You don't know if he's going to stay right. You don't know what Roberts is going to do. But last week, the Supreme Court held their conference. It's called the Long Conference. And that's signals the beginning of their new term, essentially. I hope I'm phrasing that right. If you're an attorney, if I'm not, markatarmedamericanradio.org. But I think I phrased that properly. And one of those matters was the mootness claim from New York. This morning, the court announced that they've denied the city's motion for now. For now. I don't have enough time to go into it now before I'm going to get cut off by the break, but I'll explain what that means when we come back from this break and why you need to be paying attention and why I think it takes Allen 60-40 up to 80-20, even 90-10. But again, pivotal. Roberts, what's he going to do? Alfie, what's he going to do? I'll give you some more details when we come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these gunbroker.com studios. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Round two. Here we go from the GunBroker.com studios. We're talking about, I want to bring you up to speed here if you just happen to be popping into the program today. We're talking about the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case against New York. And this is a fascinating case because this could have the significance of Heller or McDonald. This could have that level of significance because we're talking about scrutiny as well as the mootness. That's part of, so this is all tied together. Very, 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 very important case. That's why I've spent so much time on it. In fact, I can't overemphasize how important this case is and why you need to be paying attention. Go out of your way with that little device you have in your pocket to look this up and read as much about the history of this as you can, particularly because we have this clown posse socialist group on the left trying to destroy America as we know it. And part of that destruction is destroying the civilian right to own firearms in this country, your individual right to own a firearm in this country. Because of that frightening question I asked Alan Gottlieb on the Monster Cast, why? Why? Why is it so important that they are so hell-bent on disarming you? Right now, it's universal background checks and red flag laws. But we know that's not it. They're not going away after that. Win or lose, they're going to come up with something else. And every single media outlet is firing off their bullet points. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter who the host is, whether it's a local, whether it's a national. It doesn't make any difference, whether it's local politician, local newscaster, whether it's it makes no difference. It's all the same thing. We have to start with universal background checks and red flag laws, universal background checks and red flag laws, universal background checks and red flag laws. Give it to them and see if they're going to go away. No, they're not going away. They're all working off the same blueprint. This case is critical and plays a huge role in here. I'll explain that in just a minute. First, let's go to what the court said. And I'll go right to what the court said. New York State Rifle and Pistol et al. V. New York, New York et al. The respondent's suggestion of mootness is denied. Whew. The question of mootness will be subject to further consideration at oral argument, and the parties should be prepared to discuss it. That means that the December 2nd oral argument of the case is moving forward. Yet the court is going to allow discussion of the mootness aspect at oral argument. Now, I reached out for Mr. Gottlieb today. I was unable to get a hold of him, so I'll do that later today after hours. And I'll speak with him. I know how busy he is today. I don't want to bother him. If he happens to call during the live broadcast, I'll put him through. Only if he can agree, only if he agrees to do it. But let me tell you what this tells me. This is, I believe personally, this is a lie. It's a done deal. They're going, no, it's been denied. I mean, it flat out, the respondent's suggestion of mootness is denied. Now, they're willing to discuss it and give it further consideration at oral argument, which means the case is moving forward. So that's why I say Roberts is an issue. Roberts, to me, is what's at stake here. What's he going to do? Because I can promise you at oral arguments, the four liberal justices are going to want to moot the case during oral arguments. What's Roberts going to do? What's Roberts gonna do, Alfie? Because it's gonna be up to him. I can tell you what Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Thomas are gonna do. I can tell you what those three are gonna do for sure. But I can't tell you what Roberts is gonna do. Roberts is gonna be the key here. He's gotta be. He has to be. He's a little wishy-washy in my book, and I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't say for sure. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to say
what we would think. You know, honestly, we shouldn't ever know what any of them are going to do. But we do. We know exactly what they're going to do. You know what Sotomayor is going to do? You know what Kagan's going to do? Roberts is going to be the pin here. All you got to do is go back and look at Obamacare. That's the key issue right there. The respondent's suggestion of mootness is denied. The question of mootness will be subject to further consideration at oral argument. The party should be prepared to discuss it. Nope, we're not going to have that discussion here. There is absolutely no way, but we want to hear a little bit more about it. We want to hear what you have to think at oral argument scheduled for December 2nd as planned. Moving forward. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. The New York State rifle, the reason that this case has so much potential is, and I gotta say, not just potential, groundbreaking potential. Groundbreaking. I mean at the level of Heller and McDonald. Because if Roberts does not go wobbly and he doesn't sign with the four left-leaning judges and vote for mootness, and the case is heard and decided, and they agree to apply strict scrutiny according to the truth about guns. Zimmerman wrote a great piece here. I enjoyed it. I was able to introduce him at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. He's wonderful. I can't wait to bring him to the show. But the Second Amendment will lose its status as a second-class right. And that's ginormous. It will also put an end. But again, this goes back to, as Alan Gottlieb was telling us a couple weeks back, Roberts likes a pretty tight ruling in scope. Could it just apply? Could the Supreme Court, in a decision favorable to us, to gun rights, which the left is petrified, they know if this goes all the way that they're going to lose. What's at stake is, will the court apply it just to New York, or will it be a much broader opinion? That's the key. And again, I'm giving you my personal opinion. I believe it is going to be broad. I believe that Roberts is not going to go floppy on us. This case is too important. They've had enough opportunity to go floppy on us already. I don't think it's going to happen. And they've already said the motion is denied. We'll talk about it later, but we'll do it at oral arguments. We're moving forward with this case. That in and of itself is a victory today for you as a gun rights supporter, because this case is going to be significant. We're not going to hear any outcome on this until next summer. But boy, I'll tell you what, I'd rather be sitting on my side of the microphone here than on the left progressive socialist side of the microphone when it comes to this case. Now, I could be wrong. Haven't been yet, but I could be wrong. Better than 90-10 that this case makes it all the way and we win. I'll be back to discuss more about this and other things. We've got a lot to talk about right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. GunBroker.com, visit them, join, peruse the auctions over there. You heard a bunch, if you were listening to the MonsterCast, of available shotguns at unbelievable prices. I love getting the emails from you who are, I'm getting pictures of you with your Defender coffee cup and GunBroker on the screen in the background and a bottle of Lead Slingers there. I really appreciate it. Please keep them coming to mark@armedamericanradio.org. I do forward those on supply, getsupply.com, the supply company, the razors. You guys are loving the, I am all over this. I think it's huge. Supply company. If you shave, they got the best products you'll ever use. They support Armed American Radio, and I just think that's great. Gottlieb on the program last week mentioned, he said, let me interrupt you. I love that because Gillette has been, you know, donating to anti-gun causes for years. So now we've got somebody. I mean, it sounds so silly, doesn't it? But that's where we're at in America. You've got an entrepreneur, a husband and wife team, Patrick and his wife. They're wonderful, supporting the right to bear arms. And every time I shave, I have the black razor and the stainless steel, and I love it. But I've got all their products, the creams, the brush, the marble ball. I'm addicted to this stuff. I mean, I never thought I would start collecting, you know, razors or whatever. But I'm going to add another one to my collection as well. The things are fantastic, and they make great gifts around the holidays. So think about that. That's Get Supply. And, of course, Defender Coffee. You have now the Coffee Club available. The pumpkin spice is available. The free shipping is available. Ammo Land. That's DefenderCoffee.com. AmmoLand.com/AAR. If you want to get on that list like I am and read all of the great stuff from the great writers that participate at Ammo, they do over 4 million hits a month. Nobody's bigger than Ammo Land for this type of news. No one. And the best writers in the country are there. You're getting tremendous opinion from the best minds on this side of the planet, the right side of the planet here, those who fight for our right to keep and bear arms. So phenomenal information there. Of course, lead slingers. What do I got to tell you about that, right? Seven combat vets and lead slingers. Keep the pictures coming when you're enjoying your lead slingers by your barbecue. Absolutely love it. All right. I was looking during the break, and I think it's important that we mention, I want to go back to the Supreme Court for just a second here, because I'm sitting here telling you that Roberts is the linchpin here. Or is he? What happened in the Heller case? Let's take, for example, Heller v. D.C. How did everybody vote? Kennedy no longer there. Scalia no longer there. But Roberts, Thomas, and Alito, all three still there, voted in favor of the individual rights in Heller v. D.C. Now, we know what would happen if Roberts, Thomas, and Alito. We know what would happen if we threw Gorsuch and Kavanaugh in there, correct? Bingo. It's a slam dunk, we think. As slam dunk as it's going to get. But Roberts already voted in favor of your gun rights in both McDonald and Heller. So why am I saying he's the linchpin here? When we know Kavanaugh, we're pretty certain Kavanaugh and Gorsuch are going to vote to uphold gun rights, which means in the New York case, you've got Scalia's vote back. You got Kennedy's vote. Pretty much a solid lock. It seems that 5-4 will hold. And don't be surprised if we pull over one of those quote-unquote liberal justices because of the nature of the case. Take firearms out of it. Precedent is at stake here. And I don't believe, maybe I'm wrong here. I don't know. It's going to be fun to watch. It really, truly is. You're going to have to stay tuned on this. Because, yes, we're moving to oral arguments. Yes, they're going to talk about mootness, but they're going to do it in the context of arguing the case. So I think that's a slam dunk. Yeah, thanks for letting us hear about it. I'm glad you were concerned about it, but now we're going on anyway. They could have wiped it out already if they wanted to, and they chose not to. The motion is denied. 90-10 there. So maybe I'm wrong about Roberts. I mean, I know how he voted in Heller. What makes me think? I don't know. See, that's the whole thing with the court. Any court, by the way. You never know how any judge or how any jury is going to wake up on any given day and rule on anything, regardless of the questions that were asked during arguments. It doesn't matter. Thomas very rarely says anything during oral arguments. He's been known to ask a question. What does that indicate? As far as I'm concerned, that he asked that particular question. I don't think you can glean any, prediction of how the court's going to move. And I've talked to too many attorneys who have argued in front of that court that will tell you that. So really fascinating stuff. We'll keep our eye on that. And I think it was the truth about guns, because I've been waiting for this. Yeah, don't touch that dial is how Zimmerman ended his piece this morning. Don't touch that dial. I tend to agree with him on that. And it sets a dangerous precedent that would allow other respondents then reinstate the law once the court kills their cases. I love reading the comments at the bottom of these things. The pessimist in me says if Heller and McDonald are being ignored, then why would an additional SCOTUS ruling not be ignored as well? Are they being ignored? Yeah, I can make the argument they're being ignored. I think what's happening is the left has successfully perverted the decision, particularly Heller, in local cases around the country. There's no question about that. And they've been successful because of liberal judges that they've gone up in front of, which is why the Supreme Court is going to have to put a stop to this at some point. And this New York case, relative to attaching strict scrutiny to anything Second Amendment related, is hugely, ginormously, just absolutely paramount to anything moving forward. Are they being ignored? Yeah, they are by liberal judges across the country. Yes, in that sense. I know what he's talking about. You know, when the social contract agreement to abide by the rules until changed is broken at the courts, what is not permissible? The Supreme Court has no means to discipline lower courts. And we could argue about that. Somebody here says Roberts will go wobbly to save the institution of the court. If Roberts caves into the left-wing outrage mob, then our court system isn't worth spit. Our court system, DPH says, is already pretty much not worth spit, so I won't be disappointed no matter how they rule. Then they go on to talk about Ginsburg. Well, unfortunately, Ginsburg is there, and we're not going to be able to change that for the time being. So this is a fascinating case. We'll watch this. Don't turn the dial, as Dan said. Stay tuned for sure. Yesterday with AWR Hawkins, we were talking about the Kansas City bar shooting, which we should never have been talking about anyway. But we had to because a loudmouth socialist by the name of Beto O'Rourke brought it up because he's dropping so far in the polls that he has to try to exploit any type shooting. There were five people murdered in Austria. He didn't want to talk about any of that because it's not here. It doesn't matter. What? Doesn't matter to me. I don't live over there. And it ain't about crime. It's about me threatening Americans to take away their rights and causing very dangerous, divisive rhetoric in this nation that's dividing the country intentionally, because that's our ultimate goal. And I don't care which one of the Democrats at the top is telling me to shut my trap. I don't mind saying it, which is essentially what Ben O'Rourke says. So, I mean, it's not something that we would normally talk about and frankly, probably wouldn't have known about had it not been for him. But AWR followed up as he said he would do. And if we had more information, we would let you know. Armed and dangerous suspects still at large in Kansas City bar shooting. One of the two suspects in yesterday's bar shooting is under arrest, and the second is still at large. It's the New York Post that was telling us that 23-year-old Javier Alatorre was arrested in Missouri. And there's actually some photographs of them in the bar. The other guy was 29-year-old Hugo Villanueva Morales. Police consider him armed and dangerous. I guess a bartender told cops that they had kicked one of these losers out of the bar earlier in the night, and then he returned with a firearm. So I guess both of that's what happened. These guys got kicked out of the bar for being jerks. They returned with guns and opened fire inside the bar. And because Beto O'Rourke opened his mouth about it, we had to mention it. So there you go. We mentioned it. Enough of that. We'll move on when we come back after the break. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, already segment four. Here we go. Incredible. Vault Pro USA has you covered if you're looking for a handgun safe. We gave two away a few weeks ago from the GRPC. Two of the handgun safes, $350 a pop. And we're going to be doing it again in the very near future. I'll be letting you know. I'm teasing that now because that's coming up again very, very soon. Make sure to check my social media page at facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Also, make sure to check me out on Twitter at AARMark. We'll put the photographs up when it's ready to go, and we'll direct you to the page. Coming up this coming weekend, now I'm going to be honest with you. I may push this off a second week because we had some issues with the website because it's being worked on. And I don't want there to be any problem. Some of you who get this information on podcast because you can't listen live or on a delayed broadcast whenever it's airing in your area. And I want to make sure everybody gets the information. I think I'm going to push this off to not this week coming up, but the following Sunday MonsterCast, which is what date? What date are we looking at there? Well, it's not the 13th, right? So next Sunday's the 13th? Yeah, next Sunday's going to be the 13th. Yeah, so to the 20th. We're looking probably at the 20th. I think we're going to probably do the gunbroker.com range bag giveaway on the 20th. But I'm going to put it up on the social media at facebook.com/armedamericanradio within 24 hours because I want everybody to get a chance on this thing. It's going to be a good one. I mentioned it yesterday. Here's why. It's not just the range bag. It's not just the little koozie. It's not just the little stickers and the t-shirt that you get in it that's all fun. That's all fun enough, and that's valued at about $100, $85, $90. Throw the t-shirt in. There's, you know, about $100. But we're going to throw a bag of my coffee. I've got a bag of Rebel Roast from Defender Coffee out of my own personal stash. I'm going to throw that in the bag because I have the bags in the studio. They're sitting right next to me in boxes. I'm going to open it up. I'm going to stuff it full of stuff. That's going to include the Defender Coffee. I'm going to sign a Grilling While Armed book and put that in there. That's $25. And Emerson knives. Ernie wants to put a knife in it. Oh, so now you've just say, now you're looking at $400+ on this range bag. And I want everybody to get an opportunity. We're going to give one of these away for the next 1, 2, 3, 4 months. And we're probably going to keep them going. But it's a great giveaway. And it was just upped. Even better than what it already is with the addition of an Emerson knife, okay? And that's in 2 weeks. That's in 2 weeks is when we'll do it. I'll have all that information up on my Facebook page, okay?
Also, Vault Pro probably got another giveaway with them coming up very, very soon. Make sure to check out all of our sponsors who are doing all these really cool things for us as we move into the next decade together. Big, big, big stuff. Okay, let me go back. I don't think I want to revisit where I was. I'm going to go to Dick's Sporting Goods for just a minute. This Ed Stack guy befuddles me. I'm baffled by this guy. Because it's hard for me to understand the motivation to cost my business. And here's what he told CBS 2 days ago. He told him yesterday. I think it was yesterday. He told CBS News that it has cost $250 million in losses, is what he told CBS News. His position on gun control has cost his company $250 million in losses. But he doesn't regret the stance, because to him, he's got to take a stance. He's got to do something. And what did he do? He destroyed over $5 million worth of AR-15 rifles to keep them out of private hands, law-abiding hands, which if he wants to pay for them and do, that he can do. But here, if that's what the idiot wants to do, do it. But he's the CEO of the company whose sole responsibility is to not cost his company $250 million. If you cost your, ask yourself this question. If you cost your company $250 million, would you still have your job? No, you wouldn't. This is social justice warrioring by Ed Stack and using your rights to do so. Now, as a private business, he can do what he wants. But what baffles me is what CEO thinks it's okay from a fiduciary responsibility, which is his sole responsibility as the CEO, is to make decisions that make his company profitable and provide the greatest return he can for his investors. That's his sole job. And if he's derelict in that, he shouldn't have the job. So I don't know what the board's thinking here. But it just baffles me that someone would think that's okay. He could have sold those guns back to God knows who, however many people he wanted to. He could have given them back to the manufacturers if he wanted to. But he chose to destroy them. And here's his quote. "We are in the process of destroying all firearms and accessories that are no longer for sale as a result of our February 28th policy change. We are destroying the firearms in accordance with the federal guidelines and regulations." And during that CBS piece, which was yesterday on CBS News, he said they're ending up destroying over $5 million worth of assault-style rifles. They're not assault-style rifles. They're the most common sport rifle used and bought and owned in America today. It's a .223 caliber 5.56. It is not a fully automatic assault rifle. That's a lie. And we would make that clear every time we get the chance. And then, of course, it resulted in $250 million loss. And he says he doesn't regret the stance. He is considering taking the company even further down the quote-unquote gun control path. If you're shopping at Dick's, you're a damn fool as a gun owner. Dick's didn't say to you, because look, they're not going to be selling guns anymore. I can tell you that right now. Because nobody's going to go in there and buy a gun. Nobody. If you're buying a gun at Dick's, you're an idiot. I'm just going to tell you that flat out. Go somewhere else. Number one, you're paying too much. Number two, you don't want to give this clown any business. No business at all. None. Zero. And no, this isn't the same as Kroger's. It's not the same as Publix. And you can try to argue that with me all day long. That's not the case. If it was, Dick's would have said, you know, we don't like what's going on here, but we're going to continue selling these anyway. That's not what's happening there. That's not like Publix or Kroger saying, hey, please don't openly carry in our stores when allowing you to continue to conceal carry in their stores. You don't have to like that, but they didn't ban you from carrying, period. That's a different argument. Dick's, this guy's in your face telling you, I hate your guts. And I don't want any of you to own these, even though you're law-abiding citizens. I'm going to break them to keep them off the streets, as we mentioned yesterday. And as we will repeat to you right now, my guns are in my safe in my house. They are not on the street. Gottlieb last night was wonderful. He says, I'm looking out the window right now on the street, and I don't see any on the street. because they're not on the street. This is the terminology, again, and the language that we have to take back from these crooks and lunatics. But Ed Stack is no friend of yours. I hope he loses another quarter of $1 billion. I hope he gets fired. I hope the board wises up and says, dude. But they're not. They're weak-kneed. They're not going to do it. They would have already done it. But he's going to double and triple down. So if you're buying your kids' cleats there, or baseball, or golf items, or even a shirt, you're a fool. Don't do it. Go. There are other places to buy that stuff, okay? And make it known why you won't go into Dick's. Make it known why. Let them know. It's very important. Contact Dick's. Right now, 100 of Dick's sporting goods stores no longer sell guns of any kind, and he's thinking about expanding that as policy, as I said, so that no Dick's stores sells guns. And they won't. They're not going to. So help them along in the process. Don't buy anything from them, and just tell these people to go pound salt. It's going to be an interesting week this week. I have a feeling, and I don't know why I'm feeling this. I have a feeling we're going to be talking about some big stuff this week that we don't even know about yet. Yeah, I know. I don't know why I'm getting that gut feeling. I don't know why, and I don't know what it's going to be. Don't jump to any conclusions. I have no idea. Something political, I think, is getting ready to happen, and I don't know why that is. But I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that sense in my gut that we're going to hear something different than we've heard over the last few weeks. Maybe I'm wrong. Otherwise, we're going to continue to give you the news as it breaks on the topic of your right to keep and bear arms. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.